A Ballad of John Silver by John Masefield, read for LibriVox.org by Glenn Hallstrom, a.k.a. Smokestack Jones, to celebrate International Talk Like a Pirate Day, 2006. With apologies to Robert Newton.
We were schooner-rigged and rakish, with a long and lissome hull, and we flew the pretty colors of the crossbones and the skull. We laid a big black Jolly Roger flapping grimly at the far, and we sailed the Spanish water in the happy days of yore. We'd a long basket amidships, like a well-conducted ship. We had each a brace of pistols and a cutlass at the hip. It's a point which tells against us, and a fact to be deplored. But we chased the goodly merchantmen and laid their ships aboard. Then the dead men followed the scuppers, and the wounded filled the chains, and the paintwork was all a splatterdash with other people's brains. She was barded, she was looted, she was scuttled till she sank, and the pale survivors left us by the medium of the plank. Oh, then it was, while standing by the taffrail on the poop, we could hear the drowning folk lament the absent chicken coop. That having washed the blood away, we'd little else to do than to dance a quiet hornpipe, as the old salts taught us. Oh, the fiddle in the forecastle, and the slapping naked soles, and the genial down the middle jake, and curtsy when she rolls. With the silver seas around us, and the pale moon overhead, and the lookout not a-looking, and his pipe bowl glowing red. Ah, the pig-tailed quitting pirates, and the pretty pranks we played, all have been put a stop to by the naughty mart of trade. The schooners and the merry crews were laid away to rest, a little south the sunset in the islands of the blessed.
End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.